She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Welcome back to She Gets It Pun. Trying to find my episode. Hold on. First things first, what's up? Second thing second, I think I finally got rid of my podcast for She Gets a Pod showing up twice because of Anchor and me moving to Red Circle happened years ago. So I had to delete my account so they can delete the podcast from showing up twice. So we good now. All right. So my name is Shan and this is episode 34. I want to talk about everybody's goals because if you got them, cool, great, love it for you. But I want to talk about the fact that they got to be smart goals. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Are your goals smart or are they dumb? That's why you can't get them done. Aha! Welcome to She Gets a Pod. All right. So when I say, are your goals smart? This is what I mean. Are they specific? How can you measure that you're on task or doing it in good timing? Can you actually achieve them shits? Are you being realistic? I know everybody's on, I'm going to be delusional. I'm going to stay delusional because that's how I'm going to get it done. When people say that, they're just saying, I want to believe in myself so much that the confidence that I'm getting from believing in myself so much is going to help me have the motivation to get it done. That's it. They're not saying all you got to do is be delusional, not do work. They're saying they're going to motivate themselves, which is fine. And then last but not least, time. Are you even giving yourself time to get the motherfucker done? And most of y'all are not. So let's start with the first one. So we got S up here, specific as fuck. Your goals deserve clarity, okay? How you pray, make it specific, okay? Be detailed about what you want, how you want it, and when you want it, okay? If you say, I want to buy a big house, be specific. How big? What would you like in there? Where do you want to live around? What do you want to have access to? How many rooms do you want? You know what I'm saying? Be on point, all right? M, measurable. Can you measure it? Can you gauge where you are? How do you know when it's hitting? How do you know when you're making good timing? How often do you check on your checks and balances of what you got going on? Dates, completion dates, your due dates, your deadlines. What is the goal timing? Are you looking at 2 years? Are you looking at 5 years from now? Are you looking at 30 days from now? That shit. A, achievable. Can you do everything that you planned, or were you just bluffing? Relax. I'm going to tell you. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Moon Podcasts. I have Creator Podcasts. Loud Mouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on B is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show.
Get a rest after these messages. Jeez.
Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are, because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Moon Podcasts. I have Creator Podcasts. Loud Mouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on B is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. And there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? Okay, was it hypothetical or was it achievable? Are there any problems that might come up? Are you prepared to deal with those problems? Did you bite off more than you can chew? Because a lot of people do, and then they feel like they fail. No. You're a human being. You must have forgot. Your name is not AI. It's Chantal. are realistic. In a perfect world, what you want would be easy. But I think We got to prepare for the worst while believing in the best and being positive about the outcomes, studying and understanding that we studied, researching and having faith in the fact that we researched the best option, and letting go, because you worrying about it is not going to help. Then we have time, which is a pro and a con, okay? How much time do you need to make what you want happen? How can you make sure that you are on track? Who is holding you accountable? Might have an accountability partner. And can you get an extension if the time is too close on things? Can you push back something? Can you rearrange something so something can happen? Either way, I'm glad you have goals, but let's be realistic about them. Let's make sure that they are smart goals. You can use this in anything, and stop living in your head with your great ideas. Get them shits on paper. Get it out in the open. Make sure that you value it. See it every day. Take heed and do your work, and be around people that motivate themselves, that will motivate you, and vice versa. And I promise you that you'll get it done faster than you thought. Thank you for checking out She Gets a Pod. It's a quick one. It's an easy one. But please don't forget to use your SMART goal. S, specific. M, measurable. Measure it. A, make sure it's achievable for you. R, is it realistic? And T, time. SMART goals. That's what we're doing. I'm out. I said I'm out.
3 and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.